job that Gary's done this year, sort of transitioning you guys as a team? Because obviously, years ago, it was heavy Peyton, and now you've become more of a running team and defense. And it's not an easy adjustment to make, especially during the middle of the year.
No, you know, it was an easy adjustment for me just because I've been with them for so long. But, you know, for this team and the guys have been on it, I think the defense was really excited to get Wade in here, and he's done an awesome job. And I think Coop's done an awesome job with the offense, Coach D with the special team. So I think I can only speak for what I've seen from the outside, but I think this is a much more well-rounded team than they've had here in the past. Obviously, great offensive teams in the past year, but this time of year, defense and a running game, you know, wins championships. So we're banking on that.
Defense so unique in terms of, it seems like they kind of snap to snap, they're a little more versatile than other defenses. What is the challenge of facing that defense?
Well, they're really well coached, I think, and but they're pretty much just going to line up and play ball against you. I think they do a great job of, you know, disrupting things at line scrimmage in terms of, you know, tight ends and receivers getting releases. They do a great job of being physical throughout the route. So it'll be a challenge for us to create separation and create room there for Peyton, but I think we've got a good plan in place, and we've had great work during the week, so just, you know, put that to good use Sunday.
How tough are their linebackers, because it seems like they can all do big pass rush, they can do coverage, they can stuff the run.
Yeah, big physical guys, you know. 54 is probably the bigger guy, but physical, and Collins can run sideline to sideline. He's an every down guy, so he creates problems, what those guys do, but you know, we've played against a lot of good players this year, and they got to come in here and play us in our house with our plan we have in place. So, but we got a lot of respect for them. We got to be able to be physical. It's got to be our most physical game, I think, this year. I think we're ready to do that.
Owen, as a tight end, do you ever catch yourself looking at Gronk and saying, seeing what he does and how he, you know, plays the position?
Yeah, I love looking at different tight ends around the league and always trying to see how and why guys are successful as they are. You know, he's got tremendous size and range, you know, and he's pretty nimble for a guy his size. So I can't teach myself to grow and things like that, but you know, you can learn kind of how to separate the way he does, and not a lot of guys have the range that he does, so that's kind of uncoachable stuff. But that's why he's one of a special player out there.
Is he like the ultimate size for a tight end in the NFL? I mean, you kind of like, you can't grow there, but you kind of dream of like, wow, imagine if I was that big with that hand radius and everything else.
Right? Yeah. I mean, that's his blessing that he's got his size and ability. But you know, he's an athletic guy, and it's not just the size, it's not just the range. He can run and. Like I said, he's got good separation at the top of his routes and does an awesome job of breaking tackles and catching the ball. So, he does have a great skill set, but I was being funny about the whole size thing. I can't do anything about my size at this point.
The opportunity is there to make, you know, one catch can decide a game, one block can decide a game. How much do you look forward to that opportunity on Sunday?
Oh, always look forward to it. This being my first time in this game, super excited to play. I'm trying to be as calm as I can during the week and just stay focused and stay level and kind of let it loose Sunday. But you're right, man. It's two games on this weekend and a chance to go to the big one. So make the most of opportunities for sure.
What makes a Belichick coach defense so unique?
Oh, well, I just think they're well coached. They understand what the opposing offense is trying to do. And I played against these guys a bunch of times over the past 3-4 years, and seems like they do a pretty good, pretty darn good job of knowing the scheme and knowing who we're looking to try to get the ball to, or who we might just be a decoy route on a backside sometimes. So they're aware of all that stuff. So I think we try, as an offense, you want to just in general, throw as much at him in terms of personnel groupings and formations, have him think about as much as possible, so they can't react as quickly as they typically would. So, this time of year, I'm sure we'll see something different out of them that we haven't seen and vice versa. So that's going to make Sunday pretty exciting.
Time for a couple more, guys.
You mentioned Hightower and Collins. They had to play a couple games without those two on the field. Just how different do they really make that defense?
Yeah. They make it a lot tougher to do a lot of different things. They're very physical players, and can blitz, can play in coverage. 91 can really run, so they present a challenge, and we've been presented with challenges all season. This is obviously the one right in front of us, and we're not taking it lightly for sure. We prepared our butts off all week, and it's do or die. So it's one of those things where you got to give it all, and it's a really cliche thing to say, but it is what it is. Either you're resting up next week for a big one, or you're resting for a long time. So we're gonna give it our best.
What's your weather forecast, Tom?
Well, I'll be giving it tonight, but I guess it'll be official tonight. So I think what I've seen, it'll be decent temperatures, low 40s to start the game, and then but a good chance for some precipitation. I don't think there'll be any accumulation really to speak of. The wind will be down compared to how it was last week. So,
any moving in the second half then?
Well, that's the thing. The weather will be moving in on Sunday. Probably, if it's going to get any worse, it'll get worse as the day goes along. But really not anticipating much accumulation.
And for the drive home after the game?
Yeah, for the drive home after, I would just be a little careful. It'll be probably if there is going to be some accumulation, it could be up to an inch at night, but it's not. I'm not too concerned about it. We played through about 3-4 inches last time, so. Check out CBS later on this weekend, and I'll get you a great report. Yeah.
Did you warn McManus about those 30-mile-an-hour crosswinds that showed up?
Yeah, that was. I did not forecast that on Friday. On Friday night, I don't think the Weather Channel forecast that either. I think that was one of those things that kind of popped up Saturday night, and I was out there for warm-ups, and I thought there was a fan on behind me at that one end because I wasn't anticipating that at all. But he did a great job handling it for sure.
Thanks,
says nobody's
more wrong than
Weatherman. It's. It's a science, and maybe he just doesn't understand what 50% chance of rain means or 40% chance of rain means. I'd be happy to explain it to him.
Yeah, the early models. I guess.